morning. It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, November 29th, and this is Morning Ireland with Áine Lawler and Richard Crowley. The news headlines: the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister have agreed on a new initiative to push the peace process forward. Differences remain over arms decommissioning, but the two sides have set a target date for the start of all-party talks. The breakthrough has been welcomed by President Clinton, who starts his visit to Britain and Ireland today. Other news: another strike at Dunn's stores is threatened before Christmas, and NATO has reached agreement with Moscow on the deployment of Russian troops in Bosnia. Now, the news in detail from Emer O'Kelly.
The British and Irish governments have agreed on a new initiative for ending the stalemate in the peace process. The agreement was announced after a hastily arranged meeting in London last night between the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister. At the centre of the deal is the so-called twin-track strategy of immediate talks between all the parties, with an international agency to adjudicate on the issue of arms decommissioning. The two leaders said their aim was to get all-party negotiations on the North underway by the end of February. The breakthrough came after 2 weeks of intense contacts between Dublin and London. However, there are still differences over the decommissioning issue. At a news conference, Mr. Major said it was clear that all-party negotiations wouldn't happen unless decommissioning began.
The reality that we face is that there is not going to be sufficient confidence for all the parties to sit down and talk together, in our judgment, unless there is a beginning to the process of decommissioning. It's not a question of boxing anyone into the corner. It's a question of a practical necessity if we wish this process to continue.
Mr. Bruton said the government would also like to see a start made to decommissioning before the beginning of talks, but he believed that this wasn't possible.
It is the position of my government that a physical gesture of decommissioning of arms in advance of talks, while undoubtedly desirable, it is the position of our government that that is not an attainable objective.
With a look at the implications of the agreement, here's our political editor, Donal Kelly.
From the comments made by the two leaders in London last night, it's clear they decided to press ahead with the deal despite continuing differences on the arms issue. It's a risky strategy which pins much hope on talks between the political parties and the two governments, generating the sort of trust and confidence which will lead ultimately to roundtable negotiations. Joint invitations will go out to the parties immediately to join in preparatory talks. At the same time, the International Agency on Arms, chaired by Senator George Mitchell with two other members, a Finn and a Canadian, will commence its work. It will report on how paramilitary arms might be taken out of the political equation and on methods of verifiable decommissioning. However, no one will be bound by its recommendations, although the two governments say they'll carefully consider them and give them due weight. But John Major made clear he wasn't abandoning his demand that the IRA must give up some arms before Sinn Féin can get into all-party talks. And John Bruton was equally adamant that he didn't think that gesture was possible. In initial reaction, Fianna Fáil wondered if the deal couldn't have been done months ago. And Progressive Democrats leader Mary Harney said that, at a minimum, it kept peace hopes alive.
So far, there's been no comprehensive reaction from Sinn Féin, who are still maintaining that they've yet to be fully briefed on the agreement. Other reaction in the North has been mixed. Our Northern editor, David Davenport.
The late-night communique was welcomed by the Alliance Party and the SDLP, but rejected by Dr. Ian Paisley's Democratic Unionists. Ken McGuinness of the Ulster Unionist Party described it as a fudge, although he stopped well short of dismissing its contents. This theme was taken up by Sinn Féin's Mitchell McLaughlin this morning, who warned that his party would not accept a fudged solution that put off dealing with the arms question until after the presidential visit. But overall, as Gerry Adams made clear last night, Sinn Féin has yet to decide on its attitude to the deal. Party sources repeatedly stressed that they had yet to be briefed on the details. When that happened, Sinn Féin would explore the agreement positively, they said. What Sinn Féin and the IRA eventually decide will obviously be crucial. When he meets Gerry Adams tomorrow, Bill Clinton will be urging the party to participate in the twin-track process, and his arguments will carry considerable weight. David Davenport, RTE News, Belfast.
President Clinton was told about the development shortly before he left Washington to begin his visit to Britain and Ireland. Mr. Clinton praised the Taoiseach and Mr. Major for showing vision, courage and leadership. He said those who stood up for peace would have the United States standing with them. The President has arrived in London within the past hour. Tomorrow he travels to Belfast and Derry, and on Friday he'll be in Dublin. Dunn's stores have said they're very disappointed that unions at the company have rejected terms offered to employees for Sunday working as Christmas approaches. Talks between the two sides at the Labour Relations Commission ended without success last night. This morning, Mandate, the largest union at the company, said the proposals from management offered nothing new and were inadequate. Kevin Rafter reports.
The Labour Relations Commission had invited unions and management to talks in an attempt to avert a second serious strike at Dunn's stores this year. This dispute has its roots in the payment of staff for working on Sundays in the lead into Christmas. Traditionally, Dunn's workers receive triple pay for working on Sundays in the lead into Christmas. However, the company wants this system changed. It says paying such rates is uncompetitive and unsustainable. At the Labour Relations Commission, the company offered triple pay for the two Sundays immediately prior to Christmas to those who got such pay last year, and time and a half for those who received triple pay last Christmas. This morning, a spokesman for the Mandate Union, which represents 6,000 Dunn staff, said the union rejected the offer as such a system would only create division within the workforce. Mandate says it will continue to plan to picket 30 stores next Sunday and almost 50 the following week.
NATO has reached agreement with Moscow on the participation of Russian troops in the new peacekeeping force in Bosnia. The American Defense Secretary, Mr. William Perry, described the agreement with his Russian counterpart, Mr. Pavel Grachev, as an historic day for NATO. Plans for sending 60,000 soldiers to Bosnia next month look set to proceed, with domestic support growing for President Clinton's plan to commit American forces. Mr. Perry said Washington planned to send up to 700 troops to Bosnia next week to help prepare the way for the larger force. Doctors say the condition of the Greek Prime Minister, Mr. Andreas Papandreou, has deteriorated. Mr. Papandreou, who's 76, has been in hospital in Athens for the past 9 days after suffering lung and kidney complications during treatment for pneumonia. And the weather